Let's go back to when you had a significant birthday and you and two of your mates went to Vegas.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Oh, it was one of the greatest 5 days of my life. It really was. Well, like everything that, it, you know what was great about it? The way it came about. 3 weeks out from the birthday.
Yep.
And we were talking about what pub, what the, and just my group of friends went, all right, forget it. What would you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what, really? And they went, yeah, I went, go to Vegas, drive from LA to Vegas across the desert in a convertible and just celebrate it there. We'll do it.
And
that's
you did.
How it came back.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And I did it.
That's amazing.
And I've never done anything that turnaround quick. And anyway,
awesome.
Yes. Okay. Why are you bringing that up?
Well, I'm bringing that up because
are you finally getting some reports back?
No. No.
Yeah, there's been some stories, Steve.
Yeah, please, Dan, you run this by me before we put it on air.
The DNA evidence has finally been proven. Yeah.
What a relief.
No. I bring it up because you brought home something, a little souvenir. And no, they're not seven, so don't worry about that. No.
I was honestly worried.
No, not
I
that.
I was honestly worried.
No, you brought home a tiny little souvenir that you would carry often in your pocket. Do you remember what that was? Probably not, because a member of our Triple M staff thieved it from you.
Wow.
I don't know whether that's a word. Thieved it.
I like
it. A word.
I'm honestly trying to think. Because I didn't, you know me, I'm not a big...
You're not a big souvenir person.
But I did grab, I had a lighter. I had a lighter that had a bottle opener at the end of it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, thank you, Rising, for overselling it. It was just $1.80, mate. It wasn't that big a deal, but I liked it.
I actually remember that. It had your name on it, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Was it like this one?
No. Where did you get that?
Well, the thief finally owned up. And he came to me this week, head in hand, and went, I cannot continue to live this lie any longer. He's been on the run from the cops since you put in the full page report. Do you know who it was?
Who do you think it was, Steve?
Blanchy. Well,
yeah, of course it was.
Ding, ding, ding.
Blanchy. There's a thief in our midst. It's definitely Blanchy.
There you go. Can I have a light, Steve? Yes, you can. Never see it again.
Well, there you
go. Well, thank you, Tanya.
You're
look
welcome.
At that. Now, you tell me there isn't geniuses left in the world. A lighter with a bottle opener at the other end.
And his little name on it.
And with a name on it.
That is genius.
You can slowly kill yourself in one easy thing. Isn't that great?
I know. You
light a cigarette and crack a beer.
Well, he's been hiding that in his shed. He must sneak cigarettes from his partner.
Imagine him.
From his wife.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So he's just been outed. Yeah, hello, Lisa.
He has been given up for about the last 10 years.
So there you have it.
Yes.
He gave up.
Well, that is... Thank you, Blanchy or whoever. Oh, well, he confessed, didn't he?
He did.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that. There it is.
You've been reunited.
The only remnants from my bloody 50th.
Well, that and the seven-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
You know, that sounds really, really bad.
Well, isn't that bad? Everybody knows I'm joking. Well, if you don't, you should.
Yeah, definitely joking.
Seriously.
Nick, cancel the kids walking into the studio.
God, why do they all look like me?